Hey, Unnecessary Roughness listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
I'm not spicy today.
You're so spicy?
I'm in a fine mood.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Life's good.
That's what,
how good is life?
I mean, like, would I change things? Like, like Sydney Sweeney, I could be my girlfriend? Yeah, I would change that.
She has a boyfriend, apparently.
I keep hearing her. What does she look like? I keep hearing about her.
Oh, my God.
Sydney or Cindy?
Sydney. Katie's going to pull it up.
Let me see Sydney Sweeney.
Also, based on a conversation right before this podcast, you'll love
it. I just want to see Cindy Sweeney. That's all.
Sydney.
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney.
I'm not going to look. Tell me when there's a good picture. Because she's got a bunch. Tell me when there's a good picture.
Someone help me pick a good photo.
I have Jack do it. He's in love with her.
Go on Instagram. I'm not in love with her. She was the first one I
can't even look
of.
Right now.
Oh, I mean, she's hot.
Did
we
you
all
see
are.
Me? So on TikTok, I've been ranking all the schools by the hotness of their ladies.
Yeah.
That seems misogynistic.
It's not.
Oh, it's funny.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're not that misogynistic. No.
I'm sure that people love that A&M or hate it.
I bet Ryan Riley's pissed at you.
Oh, really?
For SEC.
Oh.
All right. In the SEC, A&M's ninth?
Yeah. Mississippi
based
State
off
was 13th,
what?
Or 12th.
Who we beat? Vanderbilt?
Kentucky and Vandy.
Oh, good for
based
us.
Based off, what are you basing this off of?
Just,
is this a picture? Can I look?
Yeah.
See, I mean, this girl's really hot.
Oh.
Here's the thing, Jack.
Also, he would love her because of his preferences.
Yeah. As we were talking about before.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a picture.
It's also funny. You're right. I haven't been to any of these schools.
But also just like sheer volume of people.
Ho!
What are you reacting to?
Kitties.
Mm. Ew. Don't make that noise.
how creepy could I?
Okay, so folks, if you're listening, this is how the off-season podcasts go. Ew, Brandon. Should we start the podcast?
Have we not already started?
You haven't introduced
it. Fuck, I don't know. What do y'all want?
We're recording. Ugh.
Are you not producing today? You got a backup producer today?
I guess so. No, I'm producing half of the show.
Oh, you're doing post.
That's where most of the
production. Yeah, I thought all you did was press record.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah, evolve.
You're gonna have to undeepen your voice. You can't be the deepest voice. You're alphaing me right now, and I don't like it. He's out. He's.
I mean, he's got
his voice
very,
is deep as fuck. Today.
How many times have I told Jack that girls love his voice?
Yeah, it's just.
You know, you're on camera,
natural
right?
Too.
Okay, all right.
I
really?
Think they're natural.
Good for
no
her.
No way.
Good
yes.
They,
I think she was just blessed.
They look pretty. Nice.
Well, she's also pretty young, isn't she?
Yes.
24. Oh, her boyfriend's 37.
But they play high schoolers in the show.
Oh, see, I don't watch that. I can't be watching high schoolers have sex.
Yeah.
Not
no.
again.
And they take Molly.
Who? Well, show me Molly.
No.
The
Molly.
Drug.
The drug.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
I mean, we've got to get this off the screen or we're never going to do a fucking podcast.
You're right. She's right.
I am right.
Get the titties off screen.
Do you want me to follow her on Instagram from your account?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of, imagine if you missed a DM from Sydney Sweeney.
My last two follows will now be her and tacos and titties.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Stetson Bennett.
No. Oh, I didn't follow him.
I followed him for you.
Wait,
what's wrong with you?
If you listen to Unnecessary Roughness, you know how completely exonerated you were in that instance.
So we're going to...
I'll back it up to you. I have evidence.
Fine. We're going to talk about it in just a second. Let's start the show.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Hi, welcome to Unnecessary Roughness, Barstool's college football podcast, brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. I'm looking at the lime and the peach. And that peach looking sexy as fuck on that box. Look at that.
Yeah, but I thought you didn't like...
That's true, I don't.
You don't like peaches.
That's true, I don't. Yeah. I don't like peaches.
But I love peaches, and I love the peach High Noon.
I love the peach High Noon as well. I also like the lime. I think the lime's right up there with the peach for me.
Yeah, I'd agree. Grapefruit, too.
What do you mean you'd agree? I said it. You just agree that I like the lime?
No, I agree for me.
Oh.
I think my power rankings, my top three, are peach, lime, grapefruit.
I go peach, lime, watermelon.
But you don't even like watermelon.
I hate watermelon. That's the thing. I told you that many times. I hate watermelon, but I like the High Noon watermelon flavored drink. It's crazy. It's one of life's great mysteries. So today,
Welcome to the off season.
This is our first off season episode, right? Because we last recorded the night of the national championship game, which feels like
10 years ago.
Months ago.
But it was only 9 days ago.
It was
only 9 days ago?
Yeah, it was last Monday.
More like eight. Last Monday, but like more like eight because
it was like 1 a.m.
Yeah, the game ended around.
So we now live in a world where Georgia is the national champ. They've had their parade. They've had all the thing. Half their players are now transferring. Alabama's players are now transferring. So we live in the offseason. The offseason on Unnecessary Roughness is still college football-centric, but with a twist. If you like some of the rabbit trails we go down during the regular season, then get ready because you're going down some trails today. and announcement, it occurred to us that maybe the first episode of the offseason would be good to bring back a segment called Brandon Reed's Casey's DMs. However, Casey pointed out she hadn't thirst trapped in a while. She needs to put out some bait. She needs to put out the thirst trap this weekend. Yeah. And next week we should have good DMs.
Yes. Yeah. No, I've been slacking a little bit. You know, it's the holidays. I was a little.
You had COVID.
I had COVID.
That would have been funny if you did COVID thirst trap.
Someone out there has.
I bet they have.
I will be throwing out bait. Masks. For good, better or worse, I might throw out some bad bait too. I mean, we read hate DMs sometimes.
Oh, we read everything. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm. You know, I mean, we.
What'd you think of?
Like that? I was gonna put a bad picture.
Put a bad. No. Like make yourself look ugly.
Bring your voice up.
You can't.
I can't.
Just try it.
No, that
bring yours lower.
Just try it. You want me to talk like this?
I can't. It's going to hurt my throat.
Because you got COVID.
Stop saying that.
No symptoms outside of a cough. And I have mucus. Mucus is not a symptom of COVID, I'm pretty sure.
First of all, it almost certainly probably is.
No, I don't think mucus is. I think it's a telltale sign if you have a lot.
You tested negative, though. That's all that matters.
A COVID.
Stop saying mucus.
A COVID.
You're saying mucus too much.
We're also saying.
COVID has a lot of dry coughs. I'm having a lot of mucus coughs, you know?
We're also saying COVID too much for YouTube.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Zah's right. Laughing back there. We're recording.
He knows.
Zah has no. Zah's not listening to us at all.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he loves listening to us.
He doesn't listen to the show.
He listens to me, especially about COVID. If I had my own COVID special every day, he would tune in every day.
Zah, I feel like we're having like a CCK moment right now. I mean. I know he can't talk right now.
Yeah,
but
let's focus.
We're focusing. We're focusing.
Everyone said that
one
the Georgia
comes
fans
in the room,
were
we all
be annoying. I don't think they've been bad.
They haven't been.
No, they've been fine.
The Georgia fans have been winning.
I think
with grace.
They've been better than Alabama fans. I still get DMs from Alabama fans laughing at me for you were wrong about us. We made the playoff. Yeah, but then you got your ass kicked by Georgia. So
I will say, like in the last 8 or 9 days, I have not been annoyed with the celebration from Georgia fans.
No, it's been fine. It's been fine. I don't think first championships are annoying.
No.
I think second and third championships are annoying. Like Clemson didn't get annoying. Clemson fans didn't get annoying until they won their second one. I think multiple championships makes you annoying. I think once you break through that first one, it's like great. It's nice to be here. Like who's a good one? This isn't good for you, but Red Sox fans were adorable when they won 2004. But when they started winning 3 or 4 back-to-back.
Well, that's all of New England.
Yeah, but it's all of New England, and it works for the Patriots, too. So we're going to talk about a lot of things. Katie's got some news we'll go down. I have 3 takes that I would like to espouse today, and then we're going to do not only the 2-minute drill, but we're going to do dueling 2-minute drills.
Dueling 2-minute drills.
Question for question.
So if you're new to the podcast this season, in the offseason, we do 2-minute drills. It's allotted to usually one person and asks the class 5 random questions. They could be football related. They could not be football related, but just a little offseason spice.
Yeah.
Brandon decided we're going to spice it up even more in this offseason, and we're going to do dueling ones, at least today.
Dueling 2-minute drills. A little tennis match. A little back and forth.
A little ping pong action.
Before we get into all that in the news, so yeah. All right, so Georgia wins the national title on Monday. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, I'm just sitting there minding my own, chilling, not bothering anybody. When I see the Dave Portnoy show, you know, the show he does for 16-year-olds, I see the Dave Portnoy show. Oh, no, Best Friend BFFs, excuse me. That show he does for 16-year-olds. So BFFs tweets out that Stetson Bennett goes on there, and Stetson Bennett says, you know, I have this charity, the DGDFund.org, that gives to 6 charities in Athens, including Happy Feet, including Boys and Girls Club of America. Stetson Bennett says, I would like to shout out my charity, my fund. And Dave said, fine. And then Stetson said, oh, yeah, Brandon Walker, I thought he was this big SEC guy. I DM'd him back in September, and he left me on red, never got back to me. And Dave just had fun with it, said I'm trash and everything. I don't give a shit what Dave Portnoy
said. Well, I also jumped in and said if he would have DM'd me, I would have answered it.
Well, that's great. Always
as the unnecessary roughness.
Get your clout, co-host. Casey. Get your clout.
I'm not saying it that. I'm just saying as the unnecessary roughness co-host.
So you didn't rally around me.
Well, how could I rally around you? You left him on red.
He actually didn't.
So
this I can confirm. Like, so I saw that me as helping running Brandon's Instagram. I went in to, because then Brandon messaged him back to do that. He had to accept the request. It was in the request the entire time.
That's completely different.
It was never
that is
red.
Exoneration because you wouldn't have ever seen it.
And then the next thought is blame Katie, but Katie doesn't read
the others
messages.
No, yeah. And she shouldn't.
She shouldn't.
No, but if you told me to, then I would. Like, but I will now probably spot check for big people.
You're completely exonerated because the 99 plus over there. Like, if you go into those, like that's where I have to go to get the DMs because those are people
that
I don't
are mean in there.
And also,
they're so mean.
But also, if I had seen the starting quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs DM me during football season, I'd have come right to Unnecessary Roughness and like, hey, guys, we're going to help Stetson Bennett out. We're going to do this. I mean,
you're right.
You would have went right to Georgia.
I would have went, I would have been like Mr. Fun. I was like, look, I'm helping this guy because that's free clout for me.
Yes.
Listen, you're completely cleared.
Yeah. When your last quarterback, who's the guy that's 623 yards?
Costello.
When he DM'd you, I was the one who found it and told you about that.
Yeah.
And then I will say, Brandon, was very nice what you did. And you donated a substantial amount of money.
$2,000.
Which I know you're you're a billionaire, but I know also you have four kids. That's like 3,000 lunches.
Yep. I gave $2,000 of my own money. Now, full disclosure, a lot of that was due to Stetson anyway. Stetson kind of won me a lot of money that Monday. So I took it wasn't about twice the winnings that he gave me. But, so I
– Also, tax write-off.
DGDfund.org. DGDfund.org. DGDfund.org.
I'm really glad you cleared the air on that one because I was going to also kind of roast you for, like, I mean, you just left it on red, but you didn't even see it.
I don't. First of all, I hardly ever check Instagram DMs. Every now and then I will check Instagram DMs, but I just don't really check Instagram at all. And when he said that, I went back and found it.
Right.
And I saw it September 8th. He DM'd me. And, so I don't know why.
Well, that's kind of on Stetson for saying that you left him on red because he can see that you hadn't read it.
I don't know. Did it say?
If you don't accept it, it just looks like it's just never been opened. Yeah. It's like when a text message doesn't say delivered.
And she showed me right away. And it had accept, decline, more options at the bottom.
I was under the impression that you it said red underneath the message, and that's what Stetson saw, but you're completely
now
completely
you also have to realize Stetson may not understand what being left on red means because that man has a flip phone.
That's true.
So
that's true.
He just thinks, oh, he should see it, but he didn't actually know what.
Like, now, he also so after the fact, I donated, and then he DM'd me and he's like, oh, I feel bad for putting you on blast. I feel bad now. All that, and I said, hey, it's good publicity for the fund. All good. Congrats on winning your championship. He said, thank you, and that was it. That's my Stetson Bennett story.
Well,
so,
also Stetson Bennett drunk the next morning is very funny.
I think Good Morning America or whatever it is interviewing the MVP at 7 a.m. the next day is just wildly stupid.
It's just mean.
It's just mean. Like, why would you – what?
Tottenham scored.
I told you they were going to score.
I heard it a moment ago.
I can't believe I missed that. Fuck.
Well, why'd you come in and go watch your soccer?
No, no, no. This is an important thing in my life. I like this.
He's so spicy.
So spicy.
He did like the purse lips. Yeah, like
I didn't make you come in here.
I know you didn't. I'm not mad at you. I'm just like mad that like.
So spicy.
I would never be mad.
How much time's left?
That's unreal that he scored.
How much time's left?
It's like about to be over. I just got a tweet about it.
So anyways, Good Morning America. I think it's just absolutely, it's like bullying. So
yeah.
These are college kids, and they just won the national title.
Yeah.
And you know what they're going to go do.
I forgot Zah was over there. I was about to text him.
This is just off the rails.
I don't know that Jack's ever been the one to drive us off the rails. Okay, now we've got the highlights on the screen. Okay, so there you go.
They scored again?
No, this...
Oh my God! No!
So Tottenham...
Oh my God, Zah, where are you? They scored again!
This is live?
Yeah.
We're now watching this live. They just scored again. Zah's pissed.
Oh, no. Poor Zah.
Oh, my God. You see, I just... Oh, my God. Great timing, Kate.
Wait, 96-30, and they were in plus five? So that might have been the last play of the game then. Look at this. So they tried to dummy him.
Yeah, if they have 5 minutes of extra time, and it's...
Uh-oh. Intercepted. Oh, look boy. At this run right here, Jack.
Look at Steven Bergwijn. He's on.
He's on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's just bad.
Oh, boy.
That's excellent.
He does this when he scores. He goes like this because he's Steven Bergwijn.
That's excellent football. That was fun.
That was fun. That was a fun. I'm sure there are many.
You could have gone and watched your little soccer.
No.
Well, you're watching it now. You're. What are you tweeting?
He's doing his job.
Why I have so many jobs at this company?
You have a soccer job?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that's why I was watching because I had the guy expressions. It's part of my job.
So yeah, it's one of my best friends. Took him to a wrestling show. The bond that can never be broken.
Oh yeah, he's great. Like in turn, he's like a WWE superstar.
Yeah, he's.
There's no you, but like.
Correct. Nobody is. So there. Stetson and Bennett matter is now closed. Yes?
Yes. And Good Morning America, stop being mean and bullying college kids.
Casey, how much money did you give when you saw that I gave $2,000?
He didn't ask me to promote it.
It's over. There we go. They're hugging.
All right. We can talk about college football again?
Yeah.
There are going to be so many of the people in the comments who are like, get to college football, that are going to hate the offseason.
So, Katie, let's just go through the news. There's Stetson Bennett drunk, whatever. And this came out yesterday. I don't think it went anywhere. But there was a Twitter account called Ashley_Tatum21. I'm tired of holding the secret, ... At NCAA, I've been paid by Arkansas to sleep with 9 football recruits. There are 5 of us girls in total. I have all the texts, emails, and pay stubs. I just recently performed sexual acts within the last 36 hours. All right. This is one of those memes.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And then Ashley Tatum. I just sucked dick in the last 36 hours.
I mean, listen.
Also, 36 is a weird number.
36 like, is not a weird the weirdest, number.
But it's not like, oh, last 24.
It's also funny. I think 9 football recruits is funny.
I'm going to be honest.
No, I think pay stubs is
I think
funniest.
This was 100% like an Alabama fan.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
That,
sure.
So that
for
was,
sure.
I mean, I do want Sam Pittman to be caught doing something illegal. I really do. I want him to fail tremendously.
Here's the thing. Like, every school has, you know, like the like when the recruits come in, you know, right. They have like the people that show them around and whatever yeah. else. I highly doubt if any school is doing this, like the school is actually paying. Right. That they're putting him on the payroll.
Well, correct, yeah. Right. Like Hugh Freeze was getting pussy for recruits at Ole Miss. That happened.
Yeah, that happened.
But
they're not putting him on the payroll.
You're not getting. I don't think you're getting pay stubs.
No, you're getting paid under the table. If
no one's that dumb.
No one is that dumb.
Here's your W-2 for the blowjobs and the sex. Thank you very much. Go ahead and file that by April 15th. Not going to happen.
No, and I mean,
I would love to see a pay stub where Sam Pittman like wrote out an old fashioned receipt. Now, what did you do? Uh-huh. You went down on him? Okay, so that's 200. All right. And what else? Oh, doggy. Okay, well, that's 350. Good for you. Good for you, girl.
You're out of control right now.
And then, so was it two?
He had a conversation with Ebony. Got
was
him
it
the
two
mood.
Recruits yeah. or three recruits? Oh, it's a quarterback.
So
oh,
what
that's
you're describing
500.
Is prostitution.
Oh, it's a 5-star. Yeah.
What? That's what you're describing as prostitution.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to put that out
so
there.
So this is just I don't think the account ever exists. Or
no, didn't it get taken down?
Yeah, it's already gone.
Yeah, and it only had like 100 followers, and there was something weird with it, right?
It. Like I was saying, it.
No, the account.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah.
It was recently made, I think.
It's very.
I just almost had the cough. That's it.
Oh God.
I'm all right.
So spicy. All right, so what else we got? Oh.
Oh, Jack will love this one.
Let's pour one out for our homie.
This
pour
is
one out.
So hilarious, though. Where Tate Martell, that his business is already about to blow up. We don't know what it is, but it's going to blow up.
I don't know who Joe Arago is. I really don't. But I assume he's maybe a media member. I wanted to give an update on UNLV quarterback Tate Martell. He has retired from football and focusing on business ventures. He is grateful for Coach Arroyo and UNLV for giving him a chance. I would also like to keep an eye on what Tate has going on business-wise. It's about to blow up. So, knowing business of college athletes like I do right now, that either means he's doing NFTs or crypto.
I think it's going to be NFTs.
What about OnlyFans?
He's not hot enough for that.
Somebody said that.
I think he's pretty hot.
Somebody said that he's going to be running his sister's OnlyFans. That was kind of mean, though.
That is
that's not great.
That's not
Come on. What are we doing?
Boo. I mean, he's pretty good looking.
I don't know. He's too young.
Well, right. But I mean.
But speaking of good looking college guys, we're going to. Son of a bitch. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. No, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
But, Jack, I mean, this is the end of an era for us. Because you and I have been making fun of. Respectfully, Tathan Martell since 2018.
I mean, he's still got his business adventure to look at.
You and I have had that bond since I started at Barstool.
Tathan's been through so much.
Yeah,
seven schools.
He's ass my dude.
That's
Nick Starkle.
Then going to Ohio State, Miami. We thought he was going to be it for Miami. Then he went to UNLV. There was somewhere in between.
He's ass, my dude.
Was it Ohio State at some point?
No, Ohio State.
He started Ohio State.
That was after A&M. But he didn't ever actually go to A&M.
He was only a commit.
He was committed to A&M, and that's when the he's ass, my dude came out because he was talking about Nick Starkle. I mean, this has been a very long
saga. It's like 6 degrees of separation, too. Like Nick Starkle's been at 25 schools himself.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you talk about Tathan Martell and Nick Starkle, you're talking about you're pretty much crossing every fan base in the country.
Somehow. And Justin Bieber.
Nick Starkle was A&M, Arkansas, San Jose State, I believe. What a wild sociological trip that is.
Yeah.
Going from College Station back in time to Fayetteville and then into the hellscape that is California.
Please.
What?
He was Gatorade Player of the Year, I think, in America when he played at Bishop Gorman.
Yes,
2016.
And he didn't. He threw, I think, one touchdown in his career.
Two-time USA Today All-American in 2014 and 16. Wonder what went wrong in 15.
Maybe got injured.
Now, here's a real thing. Here's a question.
Okay.
Speaking of Tate Martell, huge recruit, never mattered in college. Whatever. That happens. I don't think you
can.
Yeah,
whatever.
Whatever. Didn't matter in college. But in the age of the transfer portal, in the age of the recruits going as fast, you know, going here, going there, going everywhere, using maybe a Quinn Ewers, for example. Like, Quinn Ewers, biggest recruit ever, goes to Ohio State. We haven't seen him play yet. He's already transferred once. In the age of the transfer portal, are we going to see more Tate Martells where they're big-time recruits and they never stay long enough to get on the field for anybody? Like, maybe if he stays at Ohio State, he eventually gets on the field. Maybe he waits him out and gets on the field. But the fact that he went to Miami, never could get there, so then he never stayed anywhere long enough to move up the depth chart. He always thought, I'm good enough to start now, start me now. You're not? Okay, I'm leaving. So in the age of the transfer portal, is that going to be an issue going forward?
Well, I definitely think it's because, like, you know, you look at even, like, Katie has his Wikipedia pulled up, and one of the sources says too young, 14-year-old quarterback commits to Huskies for 2017.
Oh, yeah, he did commit
to Washington. It's like, so yeah. If you're told at that age that you are good enough to be signed at a, you know, D1 Power right. 5 school, and then you don't immediately get on the field, you get butthurt about it.
Well, it said right there he's a two-time USA Today All-American in 2014-16. So in 14, he would have been a sophomore. That means at 15 years old, you enter your 10th grade year 15. So at 15 years old, he was being told he was the next great one.
Right. And right. So then, you know, he commits to A&M.
And he stopped growing.
Yeah, he commits to A&M, and then that fell apart, and then he goes to Ohio State, and he was redshirted. And I feel like if you're told your entire life that you are the next guy, and, like, he was on that TV show and all that, like, he had all this attention, and then he's not good enough to be the starter.
You know who
– But I think the future is going to hold a lot more Tate Martells, not less.
Yes. But you know who he was about to go to if he didn't retire?
Where?
Yep.
I just said where.
Yep. Think.
No.
UConn.
Yep. I got it from two very
UConn?
Knowing sources of Jim
Jack,
Mora.
Kind of self-owning yourself right now. So he was his sources were UConn or just stop playing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And he stinks.
How's he doing at UConn? How's
it seems I'm in.
You're in.
Well, on you're Jim always Mora. In.
You were never out even when they were
right.
terrible.
Oh yeah, but I'm in on Jim Mora. Okay. I was out on Randy Etzel.
So you're double in.
I'm double. Oh, I'll never not be in on UConn.
Well, also, this is the first week of the offseason. Like, everybody's all in.
No,
on team.
I've been in since they hired Jim Moore. I think it's, don't get me wrong, we're still a joke, but it's going to, I think we're going in the right direction.
Okay.
I think he cares. His wife's hot, too.
There we go.
Important.
Yep.
Also, Jackson Dart's mother went to Oklahoma with him on his visit. What, he's in the transfer portal. She looks like his sister.
By the way,
we posted it on our.
When are we going to get control of this transfer portal? Because teams are doubling up now. Teams are like,
you're not going to be able to get in control of it.
But last year Tennessee doubled up. They brought in Joe Milton and Hendon Hooker. It ended up last being a goddamn.
That's his mother.
Tennessee doubled up last year. I think remember that year that Kirby doubled up 1 year. Jamie Newman and JT Daniels, yeah, who's now back in the transfer portal. Now Auburn has just doubled up. Mm-hmm. Auburn took in Zach Calzada, and then they just took a guy in.
Nebraska did too.
Nebraska doubled up, and
and Casey Oklahoma Thompson and Chuba
Purdy. Yeah. And Oklahoma has already taken in Dylan Gabriel, and they're still hosting Jackson Dart. Like, what? You're just fucking kids over at that point. You're just fucking kids over.
But
the kids don't have to go
there. They are businesses. We've acknowledged these are businesses. It's, yeah. This is America. It's capitalism. You get as much as you want.
I think you're just hurting yourself long term. If you take two quarterbacks, you look indecisive. You look and you and
but you need to.
But didn't you? Yeah, you talked about Georgia.
But it also
this year with.
But neither
point.
One of those wants to go be a backup. Right. All you're going to do is get to camp. One's going to win the job. The other's leaving.
So be better.
Yeah. Herbert, how about go somewhere that has an opening?
That may be something.
Like, I wouldn't go be the second quarterback at Oklahoma. I'd go be the first quarterback at West Virginia.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But all the kids think they will win it.
Right. That's the thing. That's like you're thinking about that as like a 40-year-old grown man.
Yeah.
These are like teenagers that have been told their whole lives that they're going to be a Heisman Trophy winner and a national champion.
Like, who did Auburn just take? Auburn just took a quarterback transfer.
I guess not all of them. I mean, like, some of them are backups and then end up being pretty good by the end of their career. But I feel like at that age, there's no way that you.
21 tonight? Did you take Tottenham?
Dan
just opened the door, said he had 21 plays.
21
he
plays.
He was 15-5 last night.
Oh, pretty good.
This is, again, if you're just listening to this, we're recording in the radio room, which is a glass aquarium in the office. So we're much more distracted.
When are we? We're sitting ducks out here. Robbie Ashford, yeah. Robbie Ashford from.
And then they have Calzada.
And they have Calzada, yeah.
The Cuban Missile.
So they just traded Robbie Ashford for Bo Nix.
That was Zach Calzada. Oh, for Oregon.
I will say, Zach Calzada is the Alabama killer. Great to be on.
Yeah, but he's not. Problem is, you can kill Alabama and then lose to Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and LSU.
You're not wrong about that.
I didn't think I was. So
I was just.
You're so spicy.
Whatever. Also, Hunter Johnson.
This is weird.
Yeah.
First of all, is he going back there to learn how to coach? Like,
it may be.
He's
he
not
may.
Good enough. Like, can't Grace Rayner says, can confirm Hunter Johnson is returning to Clemson, as Steve Wilfong reported. Clemson's first transfer portal addition is its own former five-star quarterback. But he went to two schools, didn't he? He went to Northwestern. Then he went somewhere else, I think.
I think it was Clemson, Northwestern, Clemson.
Yeah.
Okay, so he stayed at Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah.
So he went to Northwestern, didn't do anything out there, and now he's coming back to Clemson. I think
he
he's coming back to
get a starting job a few times.
I think he's coming back to get a degree where he wants it, and he's probably going to.
He was not good.
Big Radisson.
Yes. Northwestern.
It was between him and Helinski. I think they flip-flopped throughout the season. Or one ended up winning.
I think they hired Within for their offensive coordinator. I bet he was the quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
And he was the quarterback's coach who hired Hunter. And he was like, hey, come with me. You'll eventually work for me.
Yeah.
And would you rather be at Northwestern in South Carolina or
close?
Northwestern in Chicago?
You want to spend your fall and winter in Chicago, or you want to come down here?
I might be wrong, and this is no disrespect to Clemson at all, but I would assume Clemson is an easier academic school than Northwestern.
Probably. I would think so. Jackson Dart's on his tour. By the way, I don't understand what Lane Kiffin's going for here. I'm not just hating on him because he's Ole Miss's coach, but he rented an Aston Martin, or he got it. That's clearly not his.
They did that with another recruit too. Remember they did the sweatshirt swap.
Yeah. So he's just taking recruits out and getting a picture in front of an Aston Martin that clearly has a car dealership on it. Like that, they didn't even put a tag on it.
Wasn't he driving around someone else in a Porsche?
No, it was another Aston Martin.
Maybe he's trying to get a deal with.
Maybe a car dealership. Yeah. It's a pathetic amount of snow on the ground too. That's a catastrophe in Mississippi.
Like
by
if you've got the
that's a catastrophe.
Yeah. That is a catastrophe.
Yeah. That will shut down the state for days.
But I guarantee you, school was canceled that day.
Guaranteed. But like, if you think about it, like if he's showing the dealer plates, maybe he's trying to cop an NIL deal for some of these guys.
Yeah, I guess he is. Jackson Dart, the USC freshman quarterback, is just going around the country. He's going to every school.
I don't blame him.
These transfer portal, this transfer portal.
His girlfriend goes to Utah, though, so it's an ultimate test of my theory.
Yeah, but Utah has a starting quarterback.
Well, every school pretty much has a starting quarterback now.
But Utah has a young starting quarterback coming back. Like
Cam Rising can't be. That guy looks 32.
He's young by Utah standards.
Yeah.
He does. He only has three wives and six kids.
Jack, how many of your girlfriend transfer things have been right?
Well, Kedon Slovis.
Yeah.
Which
That's
I guess,
not how you say
no,
it.
No, it's not Kedon. People get mad at me.
It's Kedon?
I think so.
I think it's Kedon.
No, it's Kedon.
Kedon Slovis went
or
to Keaton. Pitt.
Yeah.
All right, I'm maybe Kedon. Yeah. Kedon Slovis went to Pitt.
I'm pretty sure it's Kedon, but.
Adrian Martinez went to Kansas State. His girlfriend also plays soccer there. Levi Williams had like the greatest game in Wyoming quarterback history in that bowl game. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. He decided to just leave Wyoming and go to Utah State. His girlfriend goes there. He proposed to her a week later.
So we're waiting on Caleb Williams?
Yep.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have a girlfriend. Did I tell you he messaged me?
Yeah, he was not happy with you. What did he call you, creepy?
Yeah, like, bro, like, dude.
Welcome to content.
Man's got a point.
I mean, yeah, but like, all I did was screenshot.
Did he see your TikToks of the rankings of the hottest girls?
Yeah, that's what he was talking
about.
No,
that was before.
Okay. Well, maybe he wouldn't think he was creepy. You could help him out. If he's transferring, you could give him the list of top 10 hottest fan bases.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure
you could
Williams.
You could be like an agent on the transfer portal. When a guy enters the transfer portal, he DMs you like, "Hey, man, where the pussy at?" And you'll be like, "You know, go to UConn, go to Utah."
I mean,
Brandon, I have
news for you. Caleb Williams can get girls anywhere he goes.
Yeah, if you're the starting quarterback, you get the hot.
I
mean,
I understand that, but I just said you want to make sure you're fishing in the right pond. You know?
I mean, I think any college town, if you're the starting quarterback, is the right pond.
No. There's
what?
Better ponds. There's always a better pond.
Oh, yeah, but
ponds
there's like
change, you know. There's small ponds and there's big lakes and then
and he was at a I got work. Nah, I'm not going to say it. he hit the pond at Oklahoma is a big pond too. It's a great pond. So he's going to want to upgrade. I think USC would be an upgrade.
Oh, what a pond. What a pond.
But Oklahoma is a massive pond too.
Big pond, but landlocked, you know. Not nearly.
Yes, that is
Katie,
true.
We're going to get UCLA in there.
You can go big game fishing out there.
Hey. You guys know what you're doing right now? You're opening me and Katie up to being complicit to your misogyny.
Didn't you have
a show called Loud and Complicit?
Yeah.
Oh, just wait till we talk about the hot football coaches.
Yeah.
We're going to open it up
for you in a minute.
You're right.
Oh, that's fine. I would love for you guys to talk about hot football
we're
coaches.
We're going to.
I will not be commenting.
I will. But I'm going to talk about hot football coaches all day. So JT Daniels has entered the transfer portal. Fine, whatever. but I will probably, when I'm 90 years old and a quivering mass and I'm on my deathbed and everybody's saying goodbye.
You're gonna make it to 90?
And when I'm 70 and I'm laying on my deathbed and I'm going to be laying there and I'm still going to be thinking, boy, if a team would just give JT Daniels a chance, he'd be something.
I agree.
I went all the way down in the national championship game to the fourth quarter thinking, they got to put JT Daniels in. And now he's back in the transfer portal. Maybe he's just not that good.
Jack, does JT Daniels have a girlfriend?
No.
So he might go anywhere. Or he might not go. He might go nowhere.
How many years of eligibility does he have left?
A decent amount, I'm pretty sure.
Three?
He has a torn ACL year.
Yeah, plus COVID year.
But he
played this year a little bit, so
I think he could play for two more years.
Wow, these guys play forever now.
I would almost say three, right?
No, not three for sure. He started in 2018. He
started in 2018, and he was
he's
like
only had
on
two
rosters.
Seasons.
He's played four.
Yeah, but.
All right, so 20 doesn't count.
No, 20 doesn't count. So he's played three, and then he had his ACL season.
ACL season's 19.
He might have 2 years. He's not going to have three. He's going to have two.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. By the way, what's Georgia going to do? Like, is Stetson going to be their quarterback next year?
That's what I was thinking about.
I guess.
Yeah, but I think he's going to want to be guaranteed the start. I don't know that they're going to commit to him as a starter. I think they're going to want to move to Brock Vandegrift or maybe a – one of those young freshmen, which Brock Vandegrift is. So it's interesting to watch what Kirby's going to do. Is he going to run it back with Stetson?
I mean,
or
this is an outlandish theory. Because
you might lose you might lose Brock Vandegrift.
They may be still talking to Caleb Williams.
It's true.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Kirby wouldn't give a fuck either.
No,
no.
Kirby would bring him in and say, hey, Stetson, right off into the sunset.
Yeah, he's like, Stetson, thank you very much. And here's the thing. Stetson would probably transfer next year, play at UAB, play at Stanford, have a good year, and maybe even bigger than that. I don't know. But transfer, have a good year. After that, graduate. He's not going to the pros probably. Come back to the sidelines of Athens for the next 50 years and be a hero. And live a hell of a life.
Yeah, hell of a life. I mean,
hell of a life. Sell some insurance in Athens. Have
car dealership.
Have a bar.
If he had a bar?
Stetson's 22 bar, so 22 bar and grill or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's easy peasy. What a life.
Maybe he could start dealing out some NIL deals from the bar. Wait, can you do alcohol with NIL?
No.
You can't.
I don't think so, right?
No, I know it might vary state by state, but I think it's no gambling.
Yeah.
Gambling will probably never happen.
Yeah, gambling will never happen, yeah.
Because I don't even think NFL players can.
No, I think gambling has happened if you ask Florida State fans. They think the Barstool, a gambling company, has paid for a quarter.
We forgot.
Played for a five-star to go to Jackson State.
Speaking of, Deion told us today on the Pro Football Show taping to be on the lookout for another massive recruiting news bomb within the next week from him.
Didn't they also get like the top, they did the fourth best wide receiver?
All-American, Army All-American game.
Yeah.
They got a big pickup.
He said he wasn't expected
to get him either. But it was funny because that guy was supposed to go to Miami, and all the Miami fans made fun of the Florida State fans when the other guy went to Jackson State.
So he's just burning down the state of Florida.
I wonder who it is. But it would make sense because National Signing Day Part 2 is coming up.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to fire off three takes, then we're going to do our dueling two-minute drills. Okay? Casey.
Brandon.
How are you eating?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I haven't been eating great.
Yeah?
I'm not a big New Year's resolution person.
Right.
But, you know, that's usually when people start eating really well.
Right.
For some reason, I've been backwards.
Well, the good news is if you are or not a New Year's resolution person, I got a company that can make you eat well, that can make you eat healthy, that can help you with whatever. It's HelloFresh.
You know what my problem is, Brandon?
What?
Is that, and we talk about HelloFresh all the time, I'm a huge proponent of HelloFresh.
Right.
I've been skipping my weeks, which you can do, which people don't realize. That. Like, if you become a HelloFresh member and, like, say you're going to be out of town, you can skip the week they don't bill you.
Right.
I've done that so many weeks in a row because I'm lazy.
Right.
That now I've been eating like shit because I've not been using my HelloFresh.
Well, this is for everybody out there and for you. It's time to get back into it. HelloFresh has easy to make recipes. They have recipe cards that are 30 minutes or less. They send you a box with all the fresh ingredients. They're all organized into certain recipes. You just take out the ingredients. They're all individually wrapped. They're fresh. They're great. They're healthy. You take the recipe card, and in 30 minutes, you're going to have a delicious home-cooked meal, but you don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to send out for groceries because, by the way, I don't know if we talked about that, but going to the grocery store is one thing. You have the hassle of getting there and going through lines and getting behind a couponer. But getting your grocery sent to you, the fees are astronomical these days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm helping you circumvent all that. HelloFresh is going to send you a box of food with instructions and healthy, delicious meals. And all you got to do is make it. It's fantastic.
And the good thing with it, too, is, like, obviously you can eat very healthy, but there's also options that are not. So, like, if you're kind of feeling naughty one week and you want to do, like, a sloppy Joe or a different kind of burger, a pizza, they do that, too. So you can pick it every week. I look forward to picking my menu every week. So I'm going to get back on that next week.
It is really, really, really fun, and it's delicious, and it's healthy. It's everything.
It's everything. It's easy.
It's convenient. It's easy.
You can
trick people
into thinking you're a good cook. I've done that for a few dates.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you – we used to give you 14 free meals, which is 2 weeks. We're going 16 in 2022.
16.
Bigger in 22.
And keep in mind that that's also for two people. So really, that's 16 times two.
HelloFresh.com/Walker16. HelloFresh.com/Walker16. And use the code Walker16 to get 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. We're giving you free meals, free gifts, and in exchange, you get some of the best food out there.
It's easy to make. I mean, like 32 free meals?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of meals.
That's a lot. That's a month.
I mean, yeah. Well, unless you're two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. I get the family plan.
Yeah, I was about to say, they do
and
have family
do
plans.
That. You can get a healthy plan. You can get a family plan. You can get a quick plan. You can get. They have so many ways.
The gourmet plan.
They got everything.
Oh, that steak again, they have.
It's HelloFresh.com/Walker16. HelloFresh.com/Walker16. And here are my three takes. usually a week after the national title game, you start wondering about spring football. You start thinking about 2022. You start thinking about what your team looks like. Have we now entered a world? Because I know there's two early top 25s, but they don't mean anything, and they're not going to be even close. Have we now entered a world where you can't really judge or even formulate an opinion on your 2022 team or your next year's team until like the summer, like a month before?
Yeah, because I mean, you
know who's going to play for them.
Yeah, we have no idea.
And I know, like, you guys have a huge recruiting class, a great recruiting class.
Also, can I tell you something?
Please.
The $30 million thing
is,
like, obviously it's not true. That's an internet rumor.
Yeah.
But apparently it's very upsetting on the A&M message boards that people actually believe that's true.
I mean, I'm sure it costs a lot of money, whatever. It just is what it is. It's going to be worth it, by the way.
It's not true.
Okay. Whatever it is.
How did that even rumor come
Whatever out? The money is, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I would love to say my school spent $30 million on recruits.
I saw somebody tweet out yesterday
money.
That if A&M only held on to the recruits they have from Houston, the Houston and Texas, they only signed the Houston kids that they've got committed, they will have a top 10 class. They have a top 10 class just from one city.
See,
Houston's crazy.
Houston's insane. So you know you were talking to Jack earlier about like him being all in?
Yeah.
Like, a week into the offseason?
You're all in?
Oh, I'm all in.
2022, it's your year?
No.
People are like 2023,
yeah.
24.
Yeah, but you're starting to get...
But see, you can't... Not the first week, guys.
Third class?
Yes.
Fourth, right?
Fourth. No. This would be his fourth.
Yeah, so it's time to get going.
Yeah.
No more Gator Bowls.
This is the thing, is that it's time to go. It's week one.
Who's going quarterback, though?
Somebody that's really good.
No, it's... Well, Wegman...
Or Max Johnson.
Max Johnson.
Yeah.
But
he's another one. Max Johnson's girlfriend plays on A&M's tennis team. She's like one of the hottest girls I've ever seen in my life.
Jack Jack's.
You're just horny as fuck today.
No,
it's crazy, Jack. Just relax.
I appreciate women.
Let me just see how horny he is. I want to see how good looking she is.
You can go to people that follow me on Instagram. She follows me on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. Humble brag. Jeez. But. The reason that you say who's going to be their quarterback, and I'm like, well, you know, you've got Wegman,
yeah,
or Wegman, I believe it's Wegman. We don't know who he's going to get in the transfer portal. We don't know who he could get somebody crazy on the next signing day. I have no idea.
Got Max Johnson.
I know, but I'm just saying I can't get excited about. I mean, I'm already excited. I'm not going to like hitch my cart to the whatever that saying is.
Yeah. Okay. This isn't a take. This is more of a question. College football's over. We still got pro football, and I know you like Tom Brady, and you like the Patriots. But you also kind of enjoy the troll that you're living right now, with going deep into the Tom Bradyness and doing the pass game. Like you're doing some trolling. But I know you're a big Brady fan. But my question is this:
imagine being trolling on the internet and people not understanding you're trolling.
It's like we have fans who live to troll us, and when we troll them once, it's like they freak out.
It was so funny. So first of all, I do love Tom Brady, but it was so funny to me that everyone was thinking they were dunking on me by going back to like old Barstool radio quotes when I said that I grew up in Dallas, so I was a Cowboys fan, and they're like, "Wow, this," and I'm like, "You guys just don't get it, do you?"
Oh, okay.
You are
Let's put it back on the news. Let's put it back on the news. Let's put it back on the news. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive.
Please. We're going to get canceled.
We're fine.
I was right, though. I was not being horny. Appreciating.
You were.
She's awesome, though.
My question is this. When watching the NFL playoffs or the NFL, how much does your college fandom bleed into that? How much? Because When Dak Prescott got drafted, he is our number one guy, forever. He's my favorite Mississippi State Bulldog ever. He's the most important Mississippi State Bulldog ever before I came along. And he got drafted to the Cowboys. I've forever hated the Cowboys. My whole life I've hated the Cowboys, hated them. Then he got drafted there, and I have to root for him to win because that's my guy. Do you have these allegiances that go through from Texas A&M? Does it have to be a quarterback? Because, like,
no,
we got some defensive linemen like Fletcher Cox, and I don't root for the Eagles. We have, we have Chris Jones. I don't root for the Chiefs. We have Jeffrey Simmons. I don't root for the Titans. But I root for the Cowboys because I want to see Dak win. Where does it stop?
Skills position, sounds like.
No, but, I mean, I can honestly say, like, I'm thinking, you know, obviously Ryan Tannehill, like, I'm not like rooting for the Titans, but I'd like to see him succeed. I'm not going to root against him, but I'm not a Titans fan. You've got Von Miller when he was on the Broncos. I paid more attention to the Broncos. Now with the Rams, I'm not either a fan of either one of those
but
teams.
But if Johnny had stuck as a Browns quarterback and was the Browns quarterback now and was successful, you'd be rooting for the Browns.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, but that's because Johnny is Johnny. Right. But that's also, I mean, it goes back to, it depends on what kind of fan you're talking to. Because if you're talking to an NFL fan, that's first and foremost an NFL fan, that's not going to change. If you're talking to a college football fan like you and I are, then that does change. You know, it's like that was the whole argument. People are like, why are you switching NFL teams? It's like, because I like the player better than the team. But in college, like, Johnny chose to come to A&M. Mm. And I know the transfer portal is going to start fucking that up. But Johnny will always be an Aggie, regardless if he played on 17 NFL teams. I would have followed him to whatever NFL team. Mm. But I also, like, it depends on what team they go to, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you hate that NFL team, you're going to be like...
Who's an NFL team you hate?
That I hate?
Yeah, I hate the Steelers.
I don't think I hate...
I hate the Cowboys. I've always hated the Cowboys, and then Dak has kind of challenged it. I hate those two teams. I hate the Patriots.
Why? Because they're so good?
Yeah, precisely.
See, I don't think that I have, like, a hate. There are teams that I don't like, but that goes back to the fact that I grew up only hating college football teams. Hmm. You know?
I guess I have a lot more hate in my heart than
you do.
I have so much
you're also
hate.
So much older, so you have longer time to hate.
It's not really necessary. Not necessary at all. One more take before we get to our dueling two-minute drills, okay? Y'all realize the ACC next year is going to be really fucking good?
What makes you say that?
Huh?
Katie's already like,
thank
no.
Thank you, Katie. Well, first of all, North Carolina, don't worry about it. You're not going to be very good. Mm-hmm. But
that was mean.
Clemson will be right back.
How do you know that?
Clemson's not going to – well, first of all, they were not.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
Clemson was 10-3 this year, and I think DJ will start to develop into the version we thought. I think Clemson will be really good. They're bringing back – they were very young this year.
The problem with Clemson, I don't think, is necessarily is DJ. They just need more weapons. They need more people to help him in
options. And I assume they'll get it. Wake Forest is bringing back everybody, and they just went 11-2. Hartman's back.
They would have lost in the bowl game.
Is he officially back? I've seen him on draft boards.
I believe he's back.
Okay.
NC State had a good year this year. Devin Leary is back.
No, don't remind me.
Why are you poo-pooing this entire take?
I said don't remind me about NC State being good.
She does not like this take. I will say this.
Florida State, by the way, will get only better. They have the number one transfer class in America, and they have number 13 recruit. Like, I think they will be... They will turn the corner. Miami has a legitimate coach now, and they got Tyler Van Dyke coming back. Very good quarterback.
Connecticut.
Brennan Armstrong is coming back at Virginia. Pitt brings back everybody except Kenny Pickett, and they replace him with Keaton Slovis.
Mm.
And if Kenny Pickett could take the step he took between last year and this year, imagine Keaton
they
Slovis.
They do lose Mark Whipple.
They don't lose Addison, though.
I know.
So I think they're going to be really – like, I think the ACC, and I'll do this for every conference every week, because I think the SEC has a chance to be down.
Trying to show us. Sam Hartman, you're right, is back. Yeah. But, no, I agree with your take, or, like, I can see where you're coming from. I'm just – everyone assumes last year that Clemson would be great, and they just always reload, but they weren't. Like,
they went 10-3.
For Clemson's standard, that's not great.
I know, but by Clemson's standard, you're judging them by Clemson standards. By college football standards, they will be a very good football team.
No, I do want the ACC to be up, but I'm so used to, like, it's preseason rankings. Like even if you have all the pieces, like,
I'm not saying preseason rankings. I'm saying based on what's coming back. This is going to be a good, a very competitive league next year. It's going to be a fascinating league.
Gotcha. Okay, I was confused on, like, what you mean. What was your seeing that was making you say that?
I just told you.
That was the first time that you said Basin was coming back across the board.
But I listed all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree with Brandon on most of the reasons. Yeah, Clemson's going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, they were good this year.
Clemson was good this year, and we act like they weren't. And not just you, everybody. Everybody acts like they weren't, but they were.
They were, and you're right, they weren't up to standards, though. They were 10th through 15th, probably in terms of talent on the field and how they played. However, Clemson fans expect top four.
Yeah.
But
or at least in the ACC championship
game. I don't think they're losing a lot of players. A lot of them are coming back. And it seemed like they turned a corner later in the year. DJ does need to take a step forward.
A big one.
Because he took a step back. So, and then Wake Forest. It seemed like ACC. And you forgot to, did you say Boston College or no?
Phil Jerkovic is coming back.
Phil Jerkovic is coming back. Boston College won't be bad.
And they would have been probably better this year if he hadn't gotten hurt for most of the year.
Yep. And they were even pretty good just in general.
Yeah.
And that was what's his name? Halfley or Hadley?
Jeff Halfley. Jeff Halfley.
Yeah. He's a, I think he's a pretty good coach. He's been on some like radars of some better teams. So I think ACC will be a little bit more improved.
I mean, based on the list that you just read, I'm like, I'm going off the top of my head. I know you're going to do every conference.
Well, yeah, through the
off-season. I know, but like that sounds pretty fucking good.
But just like, off the top of my head, SEC, like the East is going to be bad. Like Florida, I think is not good right now. Kentucky is pretending to be a good team. Georgia's taking a big step back. South Carolina will be okay, I guess. Vanderbilt, like Missouri, the East is going to be really bad. The West. Alabama will be really, really fucking good.
I'm not sure if Georgia's going to take the biggest step back.
I think they're going to take – they can't not take a step back with everything they're losing on defense, though.
That is true.
They recruit at such a high level. They'll still be the best team in the East, but they won't be a national – they're not a national title contender in 2022. I don't think.
I would disagree with that. I think they're probably still positioned pretty highly. If you look at the odds, too, I know they're reflecting what just happened, but they're second across – they're 3-1 to win
that. You think they're – So Alabama will be the best team in the SEC.
Yes,
I would put A&M second, probably.
We'll
see. If A&M can find the quarterback,
because
I don't know who Georgia's quarterback is going to be.
Georgia. If it's Stetson Bennett, it's good enough.
Yeah, but I think they might psych themselves. I think they might try to keep a freshman. I think they might say Brock Vandegrift, you're the guy, because I don't want to lose a 5-star freshman.
That
Kirby only sees stars.
I mean, look at what he did with Jamie Newman.
Yeah, but then he let JT Daniels run away.
I think he just,
I know a transfer is different from a recruit. I just think Georgia's going to reload. They're the new Alabama. Oh, they're the new, they're losing everyone, but they lose everyone every year.
Yeah.
But you aren't wrong. They had an all-time defense this year.
All right. Are you ready for the dueling two-minute drills?
Yeah, I want you to go first. Are Jack and Katie answering or just me and you?
Yeah. Oh, no. Everybody can answer.
Okay.
Especially mine. A couple of them are just you. So number one, two-minute drills. Random questions. That's a college football question.
The inaugural 2022.
I have
two-minute drill.
Two of my five are college football questions. Okay.
Two of my five are college football
number
questions.
One, this is a hypothetical.
Okay.
If your favorite team, your school, could have 4 years of Cam Newton as the quarterback or 4 years of Nick Saban as the coach.
Nick Saban.
Which one would you take?
Nick Saban.
Didn't even think about it. Either one of them.
I thought about it. I didn't even think hard about it.
Cam Newton.
Why, Katie?
Nick Saban will provide a bigger all-around picture.
Yeah.
He'll get people like Cam Newton to come, whereas Cam Newton is one person on the field.
I mean, are you talking about like currently like for Texas A&M?
I'm saying your school.
Right now.
No, whatever. Your school. Could have Nick Saban coach for 4 years or Cam Newton be the quarterback for 4 years.
It depends on right now I would say Cam Newton for A&M because A&M needs a quarterback and Jimbo is recruiting. But there have been years in past with other head coaches where they don't have a good recruiting class and I would rather have a coach that can recruit. So it depends on when this hypothetical is being
also,
it's hypothetical.
I'm very happy with Sam Howell as a player. I would love him as a quarterback. I'll take him every year. He needs people around him.
Jack?
Nothing against Sam Howell. Different universes, Sam Howell and Cam Newton.
Yeah, 100%.
For UConn, it's Nick Saban because like Cam Newon's not going to change it. But
you said Cam Newton.
But then I thought about it because I listened to KD and Casey. Right.
I think if you
get Cam Newton for 4 years, though.
I mean, that's unbelievable. It's not like so easy.
I mean, he took a 7-5 team to a national championship.
The reason I said it so quickly is because I would rather have the greatest coach of all time coaching my team than, I mean,
coaches usually need a few years to get going.
There's so many holes in this
hypothetical. They're going to be gone by the time they get going.
Brandon?
I go back and forth. I think the answer is Saban, although Cam changes everything. Cam takes whatever you've got. And Cam is 100% at winning national titles. He played 1 year. He won one national title. My reason for picking Saban is I know Cam won every game he ever played in, and he won a national title. But he could have lost. Like he beat Mississippi State 17-14 that year. He didn't play well there. In the national title game, he wasn't very good. They won 22-19. I know that it's said that he drug an Auburn team to the title, and that's fine. For the most part, he did. But he was not good in the title game, and they still won by defense and running game. So, like, his record, if I get Nick Saban, If I get Cam Newton, I'm not guaranteed a national title, in my opinion. Right. If I get Nick Saban, I'm guaranteed probably two national titles. And while this doesn't fit the parameters, when that 4 years is up and Cam leaves and Saban leaves, the Cam team falls apart. The Saban team is just fine.
Yeah, because all the recruits. I also would say that
they'd all transfer.
Nick Saban is the undisputed greatest college football coach of all time.
Right.
You can poke holes in Cam Newton.
He does have to win some more national championships.
Well,
I don't think so.
I was kidding.
That was the tweet from the.
He said he should stop doing the voting bill, whatever.
The joke went over our head on that one.
Stop crying, win some national championships.
All right, number two.
Okay. Would you trade.
Forgot.
No, dueling for you. Would you trade no football? You have no football. You have no job in football. Football does not exist in your world.
Okay. For how long?
Forever. If you could work in a cube job. From 9 to 5 every single day, but your yearly salary was $5 million a year.
Yeah, I would trade.
For sure.
For sure. $5 million,
insane. That's a lot of money.
$5 million is insane.
That's $5
million. How low would you go?
I work 10 years, I retire, and I live the rest of my life in bliss.
No, $5 million a year would allow yourself to live your life in bliss almost immediately.
You're living in bliss while you're working, but even 10 years in, you just say, I'm not going to work anymore.
You're not wrong.
I'm going to be honest. I wrote 2 down first, and I thought it was too low. I shouldn't have gone 5. It was too high.
Do it to 2 million.
$2 million.
You know what? Anything over $1 million, I'm good. I'm doing it.
$1 million, I'd have to think about it. No. 2?
$1 million is almost as much as I get paid here.
Yep,
so
I know that.
It's a lot of money.
I know that.
But you also have to think about taxes.
And
it depends on where you live. I'm gonna say this, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who love their 9 to 5s.
I can't imagine
working a 9 to 5.
Yeah, but
for no football,
I can for $5 million a year. Sign me up.
Yes,
that's working less hours than we do now.
Well, yeah, but it's also
what 9 to 5 pays $5 million?
It's a hypothetical.
Okay, you're right.
In what world can we pick if we want Cam Newton or Nick Saban?
In the world where we work in the cubes.
I mean, this is the thing: is that it's not the time; it's that you're sitting. Yeah. At a desk,
$5 million
every day from
9 to 5. Do disgusting things with that.
Yeah, that'd be a good life.
I don't know. I feel like no football is.
I'll get into hockey.
Number 2. Rank these movies.
Oh.
There's 5 of them.
You need to write them down?
There's 5 of them. You need a pen?
No, I got a pen.
Get your pen. That's a cheap pen.
It is a cheap pen. I stole it from a podcast studio. Okay.
Rank these movies.
All right.
Step Brothers.
Okay.
The Hangover.
Okay.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh. Okay.
Superbad.
Oh, my God.
And The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
This is so hard.
Rank these 5 movies.
Oh, do you have an answer?
I have my answer, but my answer is not going
to
be your answer.
I have to think. Or am I just supposed to go off the top of my head? Am I not supposed to really think about
it? 1. Wedding Crashers. Oh, no. Hangover. 2. Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
3. Step Bros. 4. Superbad. 5. The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
All right. I go 1. Step Brothers.
Okay.
2. Wedding Crashers. 3. 40-Year-Old Virgin. 4. Superbad. 5. Hangover.
Okay.
I'm going to go, and I know my top 2 are easy, and my 5th one is easy. The 3 and 4 spot are tough for me.
Okay.
I'm going to go 1, Step Brothers. 2, Wedding Crashers. Superbad.
I thought you loved Superbad.
I love Superbad. Step Brothers is my favorite.
Okay.
Love Superbad, but I also love The Hangover. But I think Superbad edges out The Hangover by just a little bit, and 40-Year-Old Virgin is absolutely 5th for me.
Oh, wow. UConn just picked up a really big recruit. They beat out, multiple, Power 5 schools for this guy, quarterback Zion Turner from St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida.
Huge.
That's unreal.
It's crazy.
Not Katie, bad. Are you old enough to see these movies?
Yes, I've seen them. I haven't seen Wedding Crashers and 40-Year-Old Virgin in a while, so those will go in 4 and 5. 1, Superbad. 2, Step Bros. 3, Hangover.
Now, I was on the fence about using the 40-Year-Old Virgin or Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Did I pick the right one?
I think 40-Year-Old Virgin is funnier.
40-Year-Old Virgin's really... I would have ranked that ahead of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I love Forgetting
Sarah
Marshall.
All these are really good movies.
I need to go rewatch them.
I'm not the biggest Superbad fan, to be honest.
I didn't really love Superbad either.
Wedding Crashers is just an all-time movie, though. It truly is.
I think there might have been 4 all-time movies in that list.
If you ask me my top 5 comedies,
yeah,
those 4 are in it.
Would you put Anchorman in there?
Ooh.
This guy.
It's in that category.
This quarterback UConn just got.
I thought it was a cornerback.
Zion Turner, quarterback. Had major offers from Arkansas, Kentucky, LSU, Maryland, Miami, and more.
I guess some of those were major.
We're UConn. They are major compared to us.
Just relax. Okay.
All right. Number two. A good old-fashioned MFK.
Oh, okay.
A good old-fashioned one. Now, this is more towards Brandon because it's going to be harder for him, but you guys can also answer
this as
well.
All these ladies have some big old titties.
These are male football coaches.
Okay.
MFK.
So they probably still do have titties.
You ready for this? You've got Sam Pittman, Hugh Freeze, and Lane Kiffin.
Jesus Christ, in a bucket.
This is a good one.
Yeah, we'll just leave this one to Brandon.
I mean, it was obviously catered.
Yeah, no,
tailored
yeah, yeah, yeah.
for
to
Brandon.
To my hate,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I can't kill them all.
No, you've got MFK.
K three times.
No,
I'm from
MFK.
Mississippi. Okay.
A good old fashioned MFK.
Thank you, Zach. Jermaine Burton.
Shut up about your fucking. Oh, is that that's a Georgia receiver?
Yeah, you did entered transfer portal too.
Oh, okay, all right. Thought he went to UConn. I'm like, okay.
You were about to say, shut up about your 3-star quarterback.
All right. Mary fuck kill.
Yes. I love MFKs.
I'm going to fuck Hugh Freeze because at least I can make some money because I know he pays for it.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
You'd have to fuck some 17-year-olds to do that.
Oh.
Well.
Well, that.
See me eat that joke?
Yeah, that.
See me eat that joke?
Yeah, that was.
That was good.
That was also.
Saying.
We're also borderlining. We should.
I'm going to marry Lane Kiffin because, you know what? He's not an unlikable guy.
Yeah.
He seems. He's at my rival, but. I have no problem with Lane Kiffin, so I'm going to marry him.
It's like he wants to leave Ole Miss.
Yeah. Also, he's not the marrying kind, so you know I'll probably be able to cash out in 2 years. We'll get divorced.
Mm. That's not how this game works.
I think it's hypothetical.
Yeah, but that's not how the game works. It's kind of like
over 50% of marriages end in divorce. Casey.
Well, yes, I understand that, but also like every time I try to use the loophole when I do these, especially like on old school radio, like when we did SiriusXM, I would always use the loophole of like, well, if you're marrying somebody. You're also having sex with them, and like, no, like this is
all right,
like
I'm killing Sam. I can't look at Sam Pittman. Whatever.
All right.
So I'm marrying Hugh. Oh no, I'm marrying Lane Kiffin. I'm fucking Hugh Freeze, and the rest is Sam Pittman.
I gotta say, Arkansas fans saw one picture of Sam Pittman like leaned over with like a quadruple XL pullover on,
right. And
they go, he's lost 100 pounds.
Oh, boy. I don't like the look on your face right
now. Oh, here
we go. I don't like it.
Wait, Casey, can you answer that one?
That one?
Yeah, so you're probably...
She's probably the same as
marrying,
mine.
Marrying, yeah.
Yeah, I feel
you
like I...
You couldn't touch Sam.
I don't...
That's gross.
I'm going to no comment my own question.
All right. number three.
Uh-oh.
And your own people excluded.
I don't like the grin on his
face. I don't
face.
Like it at all.
You're only... If you had to win a war and you... could take a handful of any fan base in the country outside of your own. What handful of fan base would you take?
Westport.
What's Westport?
Or what? Army.
West Point?
West Point, I mean.
West Point.
Yes, Army.
No. Doesn't
yes,
count.
Yes,
that's,
yes,
that's
yes,
Army.
Yes, Army.
That
West,
doesn't count.
West Point.
I'm talking about fan base.
The fan base.
I could give you, I could give you an army full of West Point cadets, but if I only give you a handful of this fan base, you could win a war. So
no, you have it wrong.
No, it's fan base. I don't have it. It was give me a.
I'm going West Point.
But it was give me an army full of West Point graduates. I'll win a battle. Give me a handful of Texas Aggies. I'll win a war. That's the quote, right?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Well,
all of a sudden she doesn't know.
There is.
It's on. She has a T-shirt. She got tattooed on the inside of her rib. She
doesn't know what the quote is because
if we do know, we do know what the quote is. I'm taking a handful of West Point grads.
That's cheating.
Well, you asked me. You said excluding my own guys. Because you would assume
what
that...
What college football fan base would I take to war? Most of them are all talk, no...
It would be Alabama, because they're the biggest.
They would be. They're
they don't,
so
they
soft.
Don't know adversity. They don't know adversity.
Well, also... You, this
They've
is
run.
The, you, the, if you really want to ask that
so
question, you have to
them.
Exclude the military schools.
I think I'd take Tennessee fans.
Oh, yes.
They're crazy. They're obnoxious. They're buck wild.
I don't know why.
And they just keep getting hit in the face with
a
big
fans?
Orange dick, and they just take
nah,
it.
Nah, Nebraska fans are like, no. I don't know why. I think
they're
this.
Dedicated.
Texas Tech.
Oh.
They're crazy.
Yeah. And they're in Lubbock. Like, they, like, The water down there makes you crazy. They're ready to go.
They're basically in wartime right now, just living in Lubbock.
Lubbock is a third world country.
What about West Virginia?
West Virginia is not a bad one.
They'd be too drunk. Like, they would just like be on drugs.
Hold on. Jack said, Lubbock is a third world country. Nothing against it.
No disrespect.
Have you been to Lubbock?
No disrespect. No.
I have a few times.
I've never been to Texas.
All these towns where people say, oh, it's a bad town, because mine's one of them. People say, Lubbock's bad, Starkville's bad, this is bad. They're fine.
Lubbock's
they're fucking
great.
Fine.
Like, yeah. Lubbock is very fun if you go to Texas Tech. If you do not go to Texas Tech, Lubbock is a shithole.
All right.
But that's true for a lot of college football.
Number three
towns.
For you.
Number three for me. Well, I have a favorite one for last. I'm going to save. Been starring. It was my first question, but now I'm going to do this.
All right.
Well, two of them are. This is
just
bad.
Just read a fucking question.
What?
Just read a fucking question.
What's your favorite sex position? I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke.
So.
That was a joke. I didn't want you. I was more.
Is doggy.
I was more playing off the fact that you guys have been horny all podcast, right. And I don't actually want to know that. I don't want to visualize that at all. No, thank you. No.
Unless it's a Romanade.
Yeah. But if we have a Romanade today, I'm telling you my favorite sex position.
No, I'll leave the room. I don't want any part of that. It was a joke, but I love how quickly you were about to answer that. Okay, I'm done. I can't even look at you. If you could trade uniforms with any other school, who would it be?
We've done this in many ways and permutations.
Right, but it's your school. Right, so it's right, not right. Like it's like it's what you it's the colors you have to wear. It's, you know.
Can I cop out?
No.
I can't say A&M?
No, because I was
same uniforms?
Yeah, no, because I knew you were going to try to do that, but I also know that like I love A&M's uniforms, but yeah. I also know that they're not the best uniforms in the country.
I've always been jealous of Florida's setup. Mm-hmm. I like the way Florida looks. Florida's entire aesthetic to me is good. You got the orange in the stadium, mm-hmm. the orange paint on the stadium with the orange helmets. Like everything pops off. I like the way Florida does their visuals. North Carolina. I mean, mm-hmm. they just even when they suck, they still look like a million bucks.
Yeah, the blue.
Yeah, that would be my two probably.
I mean, I obviously have said before that I love Michigan's helmets, but I have to go LSU. And I think this might be recency bias because Joe Burrow's, like, the second year of his anniversary of winning the national title, the gifts and the videos and stuff were going around. But that orange and yellow, I mean, purple and yellow looks so fucking cool.
But the one thing LSU, the best thing LSU has visually is that eye of the tiger on the midfield.
Yep.
That
I agree.
But even like
their midfield logo is better than anybody else.
Well, I mean, yeah, like the
that's a good topic. Best midfield logos.
I mean, nice. Yeah, you just
I'm
said
I'm going to write it down
just,
right now.
Yeah, you just said it. It's LSU's.
Yeah, it is, but
isn't
we can
most
do top five.
Isn't that just actual logo though?
We can do top five. No.
No, sometimes it's different.
LSU's isn't. That's not their logo.
I think most people, though.
I don't think so.
Okay.
A lot of them
inspire change.
A lot of them are different. Like, especially basketball, you'll see some, they'll be like the state flag.
So I have some off-season ideas I've been writing down.
Oh, they're good. I've seen them.
And
don't read them out loud, because if we don't do them, then
people
will
okay, I was going to.
No, let's
spicy. No, let him. No, they're his ideas. Let him read them.
Let me write down the one you just said, best.
Then let him read them.
Midfield logos. I like that one. Best midfield logos.
Okay. Best jobs in America, top 25 plus G5.
Okay.
Top 10 college football quarterbacks ever.
Okay.
Top 25 coaches right now in America, so they can be fired.
That'd be hard.
College football commissioner show. What would you change? Pitch us. So we all come to the.
Ooh,
and then
I
we
love
can, like,
that.
We can even get people in the office to judge. Yeah. And then they vote on who becomes commissioner.
Love okay. that. Love a good
best
debate.
Best mascots.
Okay.
The 15 to 20 programs that can win a national championship with the right coach.
Okay.
Most tortured fan bases. Dumbest fan bases.
Got mine.
And then best midfield locos.
Best midfield.
I like all of those.
I like all those too.
We can do one of those for each episode.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. If we have any listeners after this one.
That was your question? Did I answer it? What was your question?
If you could trade uniforms, you answered it.
I answered it, yeah. Anybody else have anything to say or we move on?
I mean, Katie is like.
Utah's uniforms are nice.
The rose. I will say the ones that Michigan wore versus Georgia, with the biggest asterisk of
the
all
stickers.
Navy and the pants. I'm sorry, but like when it looks all navy with the yellow helmet, when it, they had...
Oh, I don't like those.
When they didn't... I am a huge sucker for just all pants. I don't like the shins or knees showing. Those look all nice.
I don't like those. Well, but I did. It's yours.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I will say George's uniforms rock.
They do look good. Mm. Might have to use your imagination here.
Okay.
Which college football coach was the hottest when he was 25 years old? Which college football coach now, you look at him and you're like, oh, I bet he was hot when he was a younger man.
I know. My answer is the easiest.
Who was hottest when they were younger?
Jim Harbaugh, 25. I looked at him and thought he was the most attractive human being.
Will you pull that up, Katie?
I thought you weren't going to answer this one.
Yeah, he said he was, and he jumped in before anybody else.
He did. He dove right in.
He dove right in. I will say this, Brandon, and this is maybe because I am
Jim Harbaugh Bears. He played for the Bears when he was 25.
You know, I am
no,
in
my
going
to be all the photoshops because everyone thinks he's going to go there.
Oh.
My early 30s, so maybe I'm, you know, our fan base listening may be younger and not agree. I think men look better as they get older sometimes, as long as they're taking care of themselves.
Spoiler alert. That's what all females think, yeah.
Yeah, like if I've seen 25-year-olds.
You know why? Because women are filled with hope. Women are filled with hope that everybody can get better looking.
No. Because you have to be taking care of yourself, obviously.
Women like older men. That's just how it works.
Well, that's not always true. Oh damn.
Yes.
Fuck, Jim
Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh was good looking. He was hot as fuck.
Dude, he was
Katie,
insane.
Who does he look like? Don't say it on the microphone, but who does he look like to you?
Oh, I know who he looks like.
Who does he look like? Don't say it.
Here.
Well, Jack, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
He looks
just like him.
That's crazy. You don't see that?
I see what you mean.
Jim Harbaugh was
he
hot.
Looks,
when
just
he
look at
I
the
mean,
smile.
Look at that. That's him. That's crazy. I mean, now that I've seen it, I was going to say.
Notre Dame's new coach is hot. Marcus
but
Freeman, he's
OC
hot.
Is hotter.
No, I disagree.
But if you look at Marcus Freeman when he was younger, Marcus Freeman got. He's more attractive as he was old.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. See, that's the thing is at 25, like.
He's young now.
Look at him. He's
yeah,
not
right.
Like.
He,
yeah, no,
he got hotter
right,
later.
See?
He got hotter later.
He probably played at a higher. He looks older there.
Yeah.
Like he is one of those.
He might be hotter
better
in 10
looking.
Years than he is now. You're right.
He's hotter now.
But he might be hotter in 10 years than he is now.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, Jack just
man,
dunked on all of us.
Man, well, that's fine.
Look at him with the backwards
and Harbaugh looks great. Mm-hmm. The Harbaugh looks great. But, Katie, bring up, and this is sucks because we're not putting it on camera, but bring up Nick Saban LSU. Because he was still kind of older.
We did the math. He was in his 40s, right?
Yeah, but he looks.
He's so hot.
He looked hot when he was at LSU. Not when he was, like, young. He was ugly.
No, the LSU
she
photo.
Why won't she Google what I want? That one. The bottom left. Bottom
right,
left. Bottom
left. Bottom left.
Look at
oh,
that.
Man.
He looked pretty good.
But he was like,
late
40s, early 50s, right? How old would he have been? He's 70 years old now.
Even in that one with AJ McCarron in probably 2011.
That's what I'm saying.
He looked pretty good.
Harbaugh was hot.
Harbaugh was super hot. I mean, now I have no choice. I have to go with Jack. Jack, good call on that one.
Thank you. I don't know why. Oh, I think during the Georgia game, they were going through old photos of him. And I was like.
So I did go out because originally we were talking about, you know, we usually don't share our questions with each other. But that one we were discussing openly because the first thing was who's the hottest college football coach? And that took us all a little bit because it was like, you know, a few years ago, Cliff Kingsbury was the slam dunk. But like, who would it be now? I think Katie and I both. Well, you say Marcus Freeman second to you.
Yeah.
I think Marcus Freeman's probably first for me.
No, but, sorry. He's third. It goes Tommy Rees, Lane Kiffin, then Marcus Freeman.
Lane Kiffin
is not hot.
Yes,
he's not
he
attractive.
Is.
He's doughy. He looks like...
Jack, help us out.
Even doughy, sometimes, like, he's got the... Sometimes when you have extra weight...
Look at that!
No, that's... Nah, not
he's
chill.
Not a good-looking
yes,
guy.
Yes, he is!
Lane Kiffin is not a good-looking guy.
Yes,
he's rich.
He is.
He's rich and successful and a very good coach, and if you think that's good-looking, fine, but he's not an attractive man.
Yes, he is.
I'm an ugly guy. I know what ugly looks like. He looks like me when he got to Mississippi. He put on 80 pounds.
Look at that one
look
down
at
there.
That.
No, Katie, go to the third row, the third picture. Click on that one where he's looking to the side.
Right below.
Right
go
below.
Straight down.
Go straight down.
Straight down.
Yep. That one. Yeah. I mean, that's a good-looking man.
Ah, come on.
When he threw the clipboard.
That hot? Now look at that one. Look at the bottom right.
Well, yeah,
right.
Everybody has bad pictures.
No. Well,
everybody
that was
has,
bad, too.
Everybody
like
has
a penis
bad
with hair. No.
Chill.
No,
why
no.
Why am I saying chill? Oh, come
no.
on.
I will say, though, I went out, like, we were about to record. I was trying to go get some more water, and I went up to Dan and PFT's desk because I just wanted to see if they had one off the top of their head. Yeah. I want you to guess I said current coaches, not when they were 25. I said the 2021, not 2022, 2021, who they thought and who their first answers were. Who do you think Dan's was?
I just have no idea. Lane Kiffin.
No, Manny Diaz.
Oh, yeah, Manny Diaz was hot. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, that was Dan's. It took him a little bit, though.
Manny
and
Diaz
started,
was hot, yeah.
He started Googling it. PFT, who do you think he said? You're not going to like it.
He's going to say something. Lane Kiffin? Who?
You don't like it even more than that.
Hugh Freeze?
Even more.
Who?
Sam Pittman?
Oh, he was playing. Come on.
But he said he's a personality guy.
Yeah, I bet he's hot all the time. How hard it is to put sweat glands to cover that body?
But when I asked Dan, like, Dan actually started doing research, and I was like, yeah, it's not.
I mean, Manny Diaz is a good-looking guy.
The skin looks a little too tight.
Also, it's better when he has a beard.
All right.
We are really, just objectifying everybody.
We got to go. What's your number four?
I just ask you.
No, mine was, which college?
Well, I asked you my number four one, and then you crushed it because I was choking.
Oh, okay. All right. Number five, and this was not college football. If you, and don't say Succession. If you could live in the world of a TV show or movie, what would you choose?
Harry Potter.
You'd choose Harry Potter. You live in the world of Harry Potter. You'd be happy?
Yeah. My childhood, my middle school me is screaming internally right now.
What
world? Like, and we're like the good guy.
No, it could be whatever you live, wherever you want in the world. It could be a sci-fi. It could be a cartoon. It could be.
I wouldn't have even put Succession first.
What would you put first?
Entourage.
You live in Entourage. Just live in LA with the boys.
Yeah. Turtle.
Oh hell yeah! You like get that whole. I mean, like it was so bro-y, but like getting to live that life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I just don't know.
You can't say Death Wives.
And, like, they also...
You can't
say
Housewives of Death Valley.
Oh, that would have been funny if I said that.
But while you're still thinking, also my point with Entourage is because it's a comedy, too. It's like they had that one season where he got all fucked up, but he was still hooking up with Sasha Grey, you know? Yeah. I would definitely say Entourage.
That's a good one.
I've always wanted to be, like, in the Mafia, but, like, Sopranos, like, it's... You know how it's going to end.
Jack, you would die so fast.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd live longer than me. In fact, you'd kill me.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, I would trust you.
No, I would be rising up in the ranks, but you would be my right hand guy. But then the big bosses would be like, "Hey, Brandon's getting out of control," and you would take me out for them, and then you would take my spot.
Well, if the top boss asks for something,
right.
You got
to
do.
Yeah, we're both. I'm reporting to him, but I'm ahead of you. But he says to you, "Hey, your boss is a problem," and you take care of me. Now you're the boss. You're a boss under him. You would kill me.
Jack would kill you for sure.
Jack would 100% kill me. And I'm fine with that.
Jack, you know what I think you would be good at?
What?
Like Hunger Games.
I wouldn't want to. That's like a tough life.
I'd hate to be hungry.
He'd be a good advisor. So you don't have to play the game, but you would like know all the.
Yeah, I'm not like the most athletic.
The conspiracy theories and all this stuff. And like, I feel like you would be able to figure out the games.
Yeah.
Squid Game?
Nope. I choose life.
Gives me anxiety thinking about it.
I'm trying to think of like what would be the best answer there.
Entourage.
Entourage is a really good answer.
Entourage.
Which one is yours, Brandon?
I don't know. Cheers, maybe? Just hang out in that bar all day?
Seinfeld is an awful. Seemed like Jerry was just so content.
Yeah, but I guess I got all the movie. Like,
I mean, movies are... It's easier to...
I could live in the movie. I could live in the movie Hoosiers. Like 1950s Indiana.
Yeah, could I be on Friday Night Lights football team?
That the TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, even movie.
TV show's better.
Nah, the movie's
good. Well, TV's fiction. The movie's not.
Yeah, but the TV show's way better.
I know, but it's fiction. The movie stays true to the book. Stays real.
I have been told, I've not read the book, but from the book people out there, they say it's hands down better than all three. Because sometimes the movie's better than the book.
The book kind of stinks.
Really?
It's okay. It's fine.
Well, maybe you're not a book nerd.
I'm a huge sports book. That's all I read. It's fine. But the author is, he's kind of crazy. He's a whack job. All right. Well, that's all I had.
That's all I have, too. I had more based on the sex position question, but I we've talked too much.
You called an audible on that one, didn't you? You bailed out.
I called an audible because of how... The much misogynistic.
It's
no. I want people to come back for off-season episodes.
Yeah, this might have done it.
This might have gotten us.
This might be it.
Remember when Dave, like a few years ago, was like, "I want you guys to be a year-round podcast because of how successful you guys are." this one might be the nail in that coffin.
That run might be over. Well, it's good to meet. It was good to work.
Well, no,
it's
you and Jack's fault.
Have you interviewed the entire AEW roster?
I have.
How many more AEW wrestlers?
They got a big roster. I got a lot.
I know.
I got a lot.
Because sometimes I'll watch.
I got
I'll
one
be like,
coming in tomorrow.
Oh, I've seen that one in the office. Oh, yeah, I know that one.
I got one coming in tomorrow.
Which is great.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, that was one hell of a start to the off
Jake
season.
Or Logan Paul more attractive? You were asking that with Britt.
I did ask.
Britt Baker.
Which one's more attractive, Jake or Logan Paul?
Jake.
Yeah.
She said Logan.
I'd say Jake.
I said Logan too.
Like before, you marry Logan, fuck Jake.
Yeah, before
they're the same guy.
No. Jake is the way more bad boy of the two now.
He's the
fight. Has he knocked out Tyron Woodley?
No. Because he doesn't Logan had that controversial stuff like way back when.
Yeah.
But then he's become more of like the likable guy. Like Jake always plays the heel.
I didn't see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't give a fuck. He's also the highest paid athlete under 25.
Jeez.
Okay. I don't know if that's true.
Well, he tweeted it, so it must
Who
be
knows?
True.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to look that one up.
It's between his boxing money and
Please
YouTube money, though. Big Ev wrote a blog on it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is unnecessary.
You get paid that much for boxing.
That is unnecessary roughness.